Lord, in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Spirit of the living God, we ask that you would have thine own way. Lord, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Lord, we give you permission, O God, to do what you do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the 21st verse? And I will be reading from the New International Version. That's Romans 12, 21. And it reads as follows. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on this morning is dealing with difficult people. Dealing with difficult people. You will always have someone in your life who is difficult and who will get on your nerves. It may be a jealous co-worker, a rude neighbor, or just someone in your family. But how you handle difficult people will determine your spiritual maturity. If you treat them the way they treat you, you will get stuck. If they're disrespectful and you're disrespectful back to them, that will keep you from going further. Somebody got to be the bigger person. This verse follows exhortations such as, bless those who persecute you. That's verse 14. And do not repay anyone evil for evil. That's verse 17. The theme of the passage is how to love with sincerity. Verse 9. And the instructions requires us to set aside our natural inclinations. God's way always challenges our fleshly nature and calls us to live at a higher level by the Spirit's power. The human way is to curse those who curse us and try to overcome evil with more evil. But according to Romans 21, 12 and 21, we can only overcome evil with good. God's goodness is stronger than evil. Jesus was the perfect example of overcoming evil with good. When they hurled their insults at him, when they whipped him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. 1 Peter 2 and 23. So in submitting himself to the evil of his captors, he conquered sin, Satan, and death. Ephesians 4, 8 through 10. Evil thought it won that day when it nailed Christ to the cross. But because Jesus was fully surrendered to the will and the plan of his Father, the Son of God overcame their evil with good. Though the actions against Christ were in themselves evil, Jesus' death and later resurrection overcame that evil by purchasing forgiveness and eternal life. Come on here, somebody. For everyone who would believe. John 1st chapter, 12th verse. John 3, 16 through 18. And John 20th chapter, 31st verse. People of God, we overcome evil the same way with good. The Lord says that vengeance belongs to him and he will repay. Hebrews 10 and 30. We can entrust ourselves to God just like Jesus did and know that he will work even those evil acts committed against us for our good. Yes, he will. Genesis 50th chapter and the 20th verse. Romans 8 and 28. So when we refuse to respond in kind to those who would persecute us, Their evil actions stand alone, whereas retaliation brings us down to the level of the instigators. Once again, somebody got to be the bigger person. When two people are fighting, and one is clearly attacking the other, evil is highlighted for all to see. When we return a soft word, a kindness, or generosity to someone who has wronged us, we leave the perpetrator alone in his evil. That means I don't have to come down to your level. I prefer to go higher. Proverbs 25 and 21 through 22 says, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. So in doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Also, Paul quotes this passage in Romans 12 and 20, just before his command to overcome evil with good. To heap burning coals on his head, that probably refers to the natural response of the enemy to kindness. Because I know you always heard this saying, you have to kill them with kindness. Because the more you be kind to them, that's when they say, oh, I can't get on her nerves, or I cannot hit his nerves. Because that's the saying they be saying, kill them with kindness. Nothing makes us feel more ashamed and embarrassed by our actions than someone reacting to our hurtful behavior with gentle forgiveness. Kindness in the face of unkindness demonstrates the stark contrast between the two. People of God, the goal of a gentle reaction to the enemy is not to embarrass or get the last word, but to help facilitate repentance in the evildoer. The Apostle Paul says that we overcome evil with good. We never overcome disrespect with more disrespect. We never get ahead by doing to others what they do to you. That's a test of your character. God is seeing what he can trust you with. Will you stay on the high road, overlook the insult, be kind in your response? You only have so much emotional energy each day for your dreams, to pursue your goals, to enjoy your family. The enemy comes after your peace, and they will use anybody who is a willing vessel to come and to do something to you to steal your peace. People of God, it wastes a lot of energy to get upset, to live offended, to think about what they said, to try to straighten them out, because you cannot straighten nobody out. Don't spend it on things that don't matter. Don't let evil things win against you. Instead, to do good things when you will win against the evil things that people do. Spiritual maturity. You have to take the high road, because the flesh wants you to react. But when your spirit overrides your flesh, you can hear what the spirit is saying to you on how to react to the negativity of the next person. Come on here, somebody. Because you got to remember, the enemy is after your character. He is after your peace. He is after your integrity. But if you are in a certain spiritual realm, believing God for a miracle, probably for your healing, probably for your finances, anything you are believing God for, the enemy will come and try to attack you through someone else or through a situation to get you out of your faith zone, to bring distractions, and he don't care. But do not be overcome by evil. You have the authority to overcome evil with good. When evil comes to you, you have a choice how you're going to handle it. You either going to handle it the negative way or the positive way. You either going to say something with a soft word, or you're going to come back at the person harshly. Disrespect for disrespect. Hallelujah. This is a process. This is a process, because I didn't get there overnight. I had to ask God to help me how to deal with difficult people. And this is what God is saying on today. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is always good in everybody. I say that all the time. There is good in everybody. You just got to find it. You just got to spend some time with the person to see. Hallelujah. So do not overcome. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that in every way possible, that your son Jesus overcame evil by doing good. Lord, we thank you that we can stay on the high road and overcome evil by doing good as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to stay respectful in all of our conversations, in our character, the way we walk, and everywhere we go, God. Father God, in every situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we trust in you and we believe your word, oh God. Father God, help us to overcome evil, God. But Lord God, do not allow evil to overtake us, God. Help us to hear what the Spirit is saying. And Lord, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Enjoy your weekend. Remember this, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. And if you would like to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Have a blessed weekend.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineview, Louisiana 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.PatriciaJWilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church. 2,400 members.